So now let's get back to the JX. I'm Mike Green, and I'm excited to welcome into the studio
Tiana Gilliland.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Columbus Day for a second. The second Monday in October. It's one of the most inconsistently celebrated U.S. holidays. Despite constant protests across the nation, Columbus Day is still one of the 11 official federal holidays, which means federal workers get a paid day off and there's no mail delivery. 16 states still officially celebrate Columbus Day, according to the Pew Research Center, but a growing number do not, including Oregon. That said, replacing Columbus Day with Indigenous Peoples Day is still in its early stages. So joining me in the studio to discuss the upcoming Indigenous Peoples Day celebration on October 19th and 20th on the campus of SOU are two leaders of the Native American Student Union. The treasurer, Tiana Gilliland, is here in the studio, and I think we have the co-chair, Demetrius Davis Boucher, on the phone. Demetrius, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello. Good morning.
Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. I'm glad to be here.
So, Tiana, before we talk about the campus celebration, briefly talk about your background and what led you to take a leadership role at the Native American Student Union.
Yeah, I joined the Native American Student Union my freshman year, and I'm now a senior. I've been the treasurer ever since, and I've been just really inspired to join just to get involved with other Native Americans on campus. I'm enrolled in the Shasta Indian Nation tribe, and I'm also Cherokee, Blackfoot, and Powhatan. So I'm just really looking forward, like, from this club for all the exciting events that we've been doing. Like, every year we have powwow on Indigenous Peoples Day.
Where'd you grow up?
Grants Pass, Oregon.
Okay. And Demetrius, tell us about your journey to SOU and becoming co-chair of the Native American Student Union.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So as of right now, you know, I am the co-chair, and I transferred from Portland Community College last year. This is my second year here at SOU. I joined Native American Student Union very, very quickly. I kind of just observed, learned, got involved as much as I could, and then once this last year ended, I just jumped right in, and it's been like a priority for me to be, because I'm a reconnect.
Okay, and you're in what year of your college career?
I'm a junior and a half currently.
Okay, and what are you studying?
I'm a business major with a digital minor.
And Tiana, what are you studying?
I'm doing healthcare administration and business administration.
What do you hope to do after you graduate?
I really hope to be a healthcare administrator, hopefully like managing hospitals or emergency services.
Okay, and Demetrius, you and Tiana are organizing and coordinating this entire two-day event?
Yeah, we are. We're both on the planning committee for this, so we've been working together for a few months with other people in our Native American Student Union and the EDI office on campus to make this happen. So they've been putting a lot of work into this for this event.
So let's talk about the event itself. Tell me about it.
Demetrius, do you want to start?
Yeah, so for this event, so it is a two-day event. We're going to have at least 25 vendors in front of the Stevenson Union. It's an artisan market. There's also going to be singing, dancing. There's going to be food with fry bread and Indian tacos as well.
So this is on the campus of SOU?
Yeah, this is at the Stevenson Union courtyard and also in the building itself. So this is at the SOU campus. And then when it comes to our first day, it's going to start, both days are going to start at 10:30 in the morning, and then it ends at 4. We're first going to start with a grand entry on the first day, and then we're going to have welcoming, and then guest speakers and open sharing. And then we're also going to have salmon the first day, and then the second day, the Native American Student Union is having fry bread and also Indian tacos we're making.
And tell us about some of these speakers that you're having.
Yeah, we're having people from our local area, from tribes that are here on this land today, and also from Northern California as well. We're just really welcoming people who've already had connections to SOU itself, just to get them reinvited, especially the same people from when we have powwow every year. So we have strong connections with these people, and we're just really excited to have them there.
Okay. So what do you hope for, Demetrius, beyond the celebration of Indigenous Peoples Day? I mean, what do you want? Public education, curiosity, community partnership, policy changes, return of lands. I don't know. What's the big dream?
Yeah, so the big dream ultimately is to, first and foremost, education of the public, of everyone, to be more aware and realize that we are still here, and that, you know, of course, inevitably there is, you know, this fight for, you know, lands to be returned, public lands, things like that. So it is a little bit of everything, but it's at the very least just building community and connection and education, so that way, like, the Native American community can grow, especially in the Rogue Valley and throughout the U.S.
Okay, so now Indigenous Peoples Day is not federally recognized all over the country. Yeah, I mean, right now we're a patchwork quilt about which states are recognizing what and which regions are recognizing what. Indigenous Peoples Day came about here. How?
Well, we're going to be talking about the history, so I'm not sure exactly when it started here, but I do know that it has been happening for quite a while now, just like how we have powwow, like we just had our 31st anniversary. But we've been really just trying to make it so more people are aware. I think last year was only a one-day event, so we've been just really expanding it. It'll be 2 days.
Okay, so the event allows an immersion of people into the culture. And the speakers are providing information, some knowledge. What else can someone experience when they're there, aside from the music, the food, the speakers?
I think people can really just experience, like, just recognizing the land that we're on as well, because you're not just meeting the people that are there from these tribes, but also just honoring, like, where we're at today, because we're going to have many, like, different cultural events where we're expressing, like, the same stories that our ancestors have shown, and then also just having activities that people can do, and then also eating the same type of traditional food that we used to eat today. So it's really an immersive experience where you get to have multiple, like, speakers and also activities that you can do.
So with regard to networking, I mean, when we talk about education, there are lots of educational institutions around our region. There are lots of churches around our region and other faith organizations around our region. These are all educational institutions. How are you getting the word out to these educational institutions and inviting them to become part of this immersive educational experience? Demetrius?
Yeah, so for these, so I know specifically for our local schools, we've reached out to the Ashland High School, Ashland Middle School, at various other schools as well, just kind of like inviting them, you know, the youth, those schools that have Native American student unions. I know that we sent out emails to our local community members. I know that we've been tabling as well in front of the Stevenson Union, just kind of handing out flyers to everyone who passes through that also may or may not be students. And so we kind of just go out and about and like make events and kind of spread the word just in general in that regard.
Yeah. And our Native Nations liaison, Kenwani Kravitz, she's been working really hard too with her new role, like building connections with the local tribes around here. So she's been working hard to have invitations to everyone, especially when we're reaching out to vendors. Like, hopefully they're getting the word out too about our great event.
I was just going to ask you if the Cow Creek Band is involved.
I forgot exactly like which speakers, but Demetrius, do you remember if Cow Creek's there?
Cow Creek, you know, that is a really great question. I want to say yes, but I'm not able to confirm at the moment.
Okay. So with regard to after the event, what happens then?
So what happens next is, so our Native American Student Union, we, so within our student union, we also have a separate committee for our powwow event, which this will be our 32nd, right, Tiana? Our 32nd annual powwow, which usually takes place, if not in like middle April, if then like late March. That's our next main event upcoming.
Okay, and tell me about the powwow. What is a powwow?
A powwow is like a gathering of Indigenous people, like where we all get together, we sing together, we do drums, and we just really get together to socialize with one another. And we also like share food with each other. And we usually have it at the Student Recreation Center on campus, but it could be anywhere at all. And I think last year we had about approximately 1,000 people attend. So it's actually the biggest student-led event on campus.
Okay. So this is really about our history that we're living on the lands that are historical, and the people that we think are no longer here are still here. Mm-hmm. And so you're making those people visible through this event. And you want the entire region to participate. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's correct.
Okay, well, that's all the time we have for the JX today. Thank you, Tiana and Demetrius, for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much.
My guests were Tiana Gilliland and Demetrius Davis Boucher, the treasurer and co-chair of the Native American Student Union at SOU. You can find this conversation and more at jeffexchange.org, or you can subscribe to our shows wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Mike Green. Natalie Golay is our senior producer, and Andrew Crackle is engineering our show today. Our theme music is composed by Maxwell and Terry Longshore. Thanks for joining us, and have a nice day.